Hello. Introduction. There are many ways to tell people our news. We can talk to people on the telephone, we can write a letter and post it. We can send email and faxes. We can hear the news on the radio or watching it on TV, television. Newspapers tell people what is happening in the world. Some people read the news on the internet. Talking to people, it is easy to use a telephone to tell friends our news. We dial our friend's number. After our friend answers the telephone, we can talk. There are many different kinds of telephones. We can use this kind of telephone anywhere in a house. Mobile telephone can be used in all kinds of places. Writing to people. Another way of telling our news is to send a letter. First, we write the letter. Then we put it in an envelope. We address the envelope and put a stamp on it. So we post the letter in a mailbox. There are different kinds of mailboxes all around the world. At the mail letters are sorted so that they go to the right places. Letters are carried between places in vans and trucks. Ships and planes carry the letter long distances. It can take days or even weeks for long distances letters to arrive. Sometimes letters are carried by motorbike. Did you know? The first mail was carried by horse and cart. How to send a fax? We can also send a letter using a fax machine. This kind of letter is called a fax machine. The boy's letter is made into a signal by the fax machine. The signal moves along a telephone line to another fax machine. This fax machine turns the signal back into a letter. Now the girl can read the letter. Did you know? People can send pictures as well as words and faxes. How to send an email? We can send a letter called an email. Email is short for electronic mail. Email are sent from computer to computer. Did you know email can move from one place to another in a few seconds? The email address goes here. What you are writing about goes here. Your letter goes here. Click send to send your email. Sending news to many people. People want to know what is happening all around the world. They can hear the news on the radio and on the television. They can read the news in newspapers and on the internet. You know, newspapers are handy because we can read them almost anywhere. Listening to the news. People often listen to the news on their radios. This man is reading the news at a radio station. His voice is made into radio signals. Our radios change the signals back into the sound of a voice. If we have a television, we can hear and see the news. Television news moves through the air on the radio signals. The signals carry sound and pictures. News reader at a television station. News on television. writing the news down. We have used the newspaper for many years to find out the news. The first newspaper was written by hand. Today, we use newspaper computer to write and print newspaper. The newspapers are carried in front to shops. The news comes from the internet soon after it has happened. This boy is reading the news on his computer. How to make a class newspaper. Give your group's newspaper a name. Write a story and draw some pictures to go with them. Glue the stories and pictures into the newspaper. Read another group's newspaper. There are many ways that the news travels. We can find out what is happening around us and around the rest of the world. Notary. Address. Dial. Email. Envelope. Fax. Fax machine. Handy. Internet. Long distances. Mailbox. Mails. Central. Mobile telephone. Motorbike. Newspaper. Pod. Radio signal. Radio station. Signal. Source. Stamp. Telephone line. Truck. Van.